The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Next person who has the sheer nerve, the sheer entitled caucasity to say all lives matter, I'ma stab you. I'ma stab you. And while you're struggling and bleeding out, I'ma show you my paper cut and say, my cut matters too.
Well, it doesn't really, because you lose. Bye-bye, Clara Janover. We played that video yesterday. Welcome, my friends, to America First on this pre-July 4th edition. That lady lost. It's so sad. I guess you shouldn't put up videos on TikTok about you stabbing people you politically disagree with simply because they say all human lives matter. I have a friend who has a radio show. He dedicated almost 2 hours to this news. I'm just going to spend a couple of minutes on it. Here's the latest video from the woman who said yesterday, Harvard graduate, by the way. Oh, yes, Harvard graduate. Who said, I'm going to kill you if you say all lives matter. Here's an update from Clara. Cut one.
Trump supporters just took my job away from me. I've gotten death threats, rape threats, violent threats. It was okay, but now it's just like my future. My future is entirely compromised because Trump supporters have decided to come for my life. God, this sucks. You guys suck. I'm too strong for you. I'm too strong for any of you. All lives matter. Raises Trump supporters. It sucks, but it doesn't suck as much as systemic racism. And I'm not going to stop using my platform to advocate for it. And I'm sorry, Deloitte, that you can't see that. That you are cowardice enough to fight somebody who's going to make an indelible change in the world and is going to have an impact.
So Deloitte fired her. She graduated in May from Harvard, got a cushy job with Deloitte. Not too shabby, given the old COVID woo flu. And they just fired her. Little tip for you, Clara, you psychotic loony. You really shouldn't make videos about stabbing people, okay? And then post them and then blame Trump voters for destroying your future. And one more little branding tip for you, Clara. Don't talk about how strong you are as you're crying like a little, little girl, okay? You don't look too strong to me. And then lastly, they were too cowardice. Too cowardice. I think Harvard needs to revoke your diploma. Try English. Okay? That's the left. That's the snowflake generation. Ta-ta and goodbye to you, you loony. We have incredible stories to share with you today and a slate of guests. Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Trish Regan, our new regular guest with, I'm just going to give it away right now. We have jobs figures that have stunned everybody. The experts, even Trish Regan. The United States, in the last month, added 4.8 million jobs in 30 days. Unemployment has dropped to 11.1%. And the biggest part of the news, we've got some great cuts from the president just a few moments ago. The biggest news item, as far as I'm concerned, 80% of small businesses are back in business, are open again. 80%. It is the V-shaped recovery. It is the rocket ship comeback. We can do this. We can do this. Let's also discuss this incredible interview from the father of the 19-year-old young man who was killed in the Chopped shooting. We're going to share a snippet from that just so deeply emotional, disturbing interview when the father talks about why his son died and how absolutely needless that event was. Horace Lorenzo Anderson, we'll share that with you later. Back to the mainstream legacy media. The New York Times and MSNBC have dubbed Rushmore as racist. Mount Rushmore is racist. The MSNBC have stated that the mountainside depictions of former presidents elected by the American people is a symbol of white supremacy. Why don't you sign off on that? Rushmore is deemed by MSNBC a symbol of white supremacy. Our number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. As of 1 a.m. yesterday, I caught up with all our texts. We're having great back and forth with our listeners on our text line. I got a few more this morning. I will respond to all of you. Our patriotmobile.com text line is 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. Oh, and don't forget, it's not just Mount Rushmore. According to the left, Hawaiian shirts are now racist. Yes, those of you who like Magnum PI, Hawaiian shirts are now symbols of extremism. I will explain later. Black Lives Matter was chanting anti-Semitic, anti-Israeli epithets as they marched through Washington, D.C. We have the video. Who's surprised? Didn't we have Paul Kengel, Professor Kengel, talk to us about the extremist, Marxist, left-wing origins of Black Lives Matter? This isn't about black lives. This is about left-wing radicalism. When you have the founders say, we are trained Marxists. When you have the head of the New York chapter of Black Lives Matter say on cable TV live, if the system, quote, doesn't give us what we want, we will burn it to the ground. This isn't about justice, racial or otherwise. It's about Bolshevism, Marxism. It's about anarchy. It's about power. Last two stories are positive stories in terms of their demonstration that the wheels of justice are in fact turning. Do you remember the the individual in the goggles with the aluminum cane that was harassing for an extended period of time, Jack Posobiec, when he went to the Emancipation Square demonstration. Well, that individual has been arrested. He has been connected to the attempts to topple the Jackson statue, in addition to those who have already had warrants issued against them. The individual, Jason Charter, who harassed Jack Posobiec, is now also under arrest. The FBI and the U.S. Park Service took him into custody, and long overdue, Ghislaine Maxwell, the son, the daughter of British media magnate Robert Maxwell, has finally been arrested in the United States. The FBI found Ghislaine Maxwell. Why do they call her a madam? She's not a madam. She's not running some house of ill repute in Texas. She was trafficking in young girls, sex trafficking for Epstein. And finally, she is under arrest. I hope she is, in legal terms, nailed to the wall and everybody else involved in those horrific crimes. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is a taste of what's to come here on America First and the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from Refactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Don't go anywhere.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. And you could be with me if you join us for our Stand With Israel 2020 tour this December. Yes, it's time to get out of the house. It's time to travel. If you've never been to the Holy Land, join me and Mike Lindell. Yes, the inventor of my pillow. I've convinced him to come and join me for the trip of a lifetime. We're going to go to 40 different sites, from the ancient city of Jerusalem, the modern city of Tel Aviv, the fort at Masada, the Sea of Galilee, where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Join us, why don't you? Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. Register today. We have in the studio our regular special guest from the most influential conservative site on the planet. It's Breitbart.com, and he is their Washington political editor, Matt Boyle. Tag him on Twitter, mboyle1. Matt, you made a comment right after you walked in the studio. You said, you're not surprised the Democrats are trying to erase history. There's a good reason for that.
Well, yeah,
right?
Look, the Democrats are the party of racism. The KKK was founded by the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party worked overtime to try to keep in place Jim Crow, after they tried to keep in place slavery, after they tried to stop the progress of the civil rights movement, the actual civil rights movement from the 20th century. The Democrat Party is. History is littered with leaders. All the so I know we talked about this last time. The four speakers whose portraits that Nancy Pelosi was taking down, they were all Democrats.
All those Confederates.
Yeah,
all
so
four
the Democrat
speakers
Party,
were Democrats.
The Democrat Party has a history of racism, of bigotry, of again creating the Ku Klux Klan. Of it was created by Democrats. Pushing to try to keep in place Jim Crow before
and
that
fighting
against slavery.
The Civil Rights Act and fighting it.
Right, the Democrat Party is littered with bad history. It's the Republican Party that was the champion of women's and civil rights, and it's important to note that. Look, Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president, right? Like Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves, the Emancipation Proclamation, held the Union together during the Civil War. Was a Republican. He was the first Republican. And it's worth noting that the Democrats, I think that as they're doing all this chaos and trying to tear down statues and history and so on and so forth and rewrite history, they're trying to erase their own history.
Right.
And And they don't want, I mean, God forbid the public found out that the Democrat Party caused the KKK. God forbid the Democrat Party, the public found out that the Democrat Party is behind all their history of bigotry and racism and fighting the civil rights movement and so on and so forth. So, again, I think that's part of the driving motivation behind people like Nancy Pelosi and others championing the tearing down of these monuments and statues and portraits and so on and so forth. They want to cover up their own history so the public doesn't know.
They have a lot to hide, and it is a history of racism. It may not be plantations now. It was back then. It was physical slavery. Now it's political plantations. We're talking to the Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Check him out every single day and also tag him on Twitter, mboyle1. Let's talk about current events happening here in D.C. You've been writing about the Supreme Court. What happened this week in the Supreme Court, Matt?
Well, there were a number of cases that came down. Several of them were very bad decisions, I think. So they upheld DACA. They overturned the Louisiana abortion law. Look, it's proof that as with any other election, this upcoming one, the Supreme Court is going to determine or is going to be a major determining factor
because of the age of
right. And look, the Senate majority hangs in the balance right now, as well as the White House. Right. And so if you want the Supreme Court to become social justice warriors, you want those justices to be like the people out there tearing down statues, then vote for Joe Biden or the Democrats. If you want law and order, if you want sense and normalcy and common sense and so on and so forth, then vote for Trump and the Republicans. And I think that this is a real serious thing. This is not a joke. This is not a game. There could be as many as 4 vacancies in the next presidency, maybe more, depending on how things go. But look, you've got Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 87 years old. Obviously, she's in and out of the hospital with a number of different procedures, ailments, etc. You have Stephen Breyer, who's 81 now. He'll be 82 by the election. Those are two of the liberal justices, and they very well, those seats very well could come up in her next term. And then you also have rumors this week that Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, and I've heard rumors like this for a while, are considering retirement. Then not this year, but maybe if Trump is reelected. But those guys are both getting up there, too. So Clarence Thomas is 72. Justice Alito is 70. It is very possible that there could be as many as 4, maybe more, vacancies in the next term. And again, that could drastically change the direction of our country. Do we want to go in this crazy radical leftist Marxist direction? And again, the court could solidify a lot of what the left is trying to do. Or do we want to keep doing what we've been doing that's successful as a country under what President Trump has put forward and so on and so forth? Look, the Supreme Court was I don't always agree with everything they do, but that being said, I mean, they are the ultimate check on power. And if the left is able to get in there into the Senate majority and the White House, then what are they going to be able to do? They're going to be able to ram through more justices into these slots and then solidify a leftist agenda for a long time ahead. So this is going to be very, very important. And the same thing goes the other way, right? Like either way is true. So much hangs in the balance here. It's not just, a 4-year term for the president. It's not just a 2 years for a Senate majority or a House majority. There's so much more long lasting stuff that exists because of this long term for the country. What kind of direction we want to go. That's way bigger than either one person.
So you follow these issues closer than anybody else. We're 123 days out from the election. The Supreme Court is, of course, incredibly important in terms of the long-term future of certain issues. However, given the recent events in Minneapolis, across the nation, how much do you think when people go into that booth November 3rd, it's going to be not coronavirus, not China, it's going to be law and order that is determinative?
I think that all of those things combined are going to be things that people talk about. So I think that it's going to be a combination of do I have a job and do I need one and who's the better jobs candidate. And obviously that candidate is Donald Trump. Joe right. Biden never worked a real day in his life. He's been a politician since he was 29. But the So jobs, and with that, the economy. China is also very important. Who's going to hold China accountable? Obviously, the pandemic is going to be a big issue. And then law and order. I think all of those things combined. And then other things like the long-term sustainability of the country, like the Supreme Court, I think that's important. And I think that the president needs to get out there and start talking about his vision for the future. What is a Trump second term look like? How is that different than what Joe Biden is going to do? So, again, I think the president has started kind of laying out if the left wins, this is what happens. And I think he's going to do that a little bit more here in the coming weeks.
The vision of, let's call it MAGA Mark II, the second part of the Make America Great Again agenda, has to be advertised clearly, succinctly for the next 123 days. A man who's been on that story since the get-go is our guest, Matt Boyle, Breitbart.com, Washington political editor. Back with Matt after these messages. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump wants to meet you. This will be the first opportunity he's had to meet with American patriots like you since our country started reopening. His team will cover the flight, hotel, and give you VIP access for yourself and a guest. He'll even take a picture with you. All you have to do is text VIP to 88022 today for your chance to meet President Trump. Again, that's VIP to 88022 to enter to win this contest and to join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
He just came up with it. It was spontaneous. He has the strategy, the way the president can win election, a no-fail, safe strategy. Matt Boyle says, just make sure Biden gives a press conference every day for the next 123 days. And then the president is assuring. Why does he say that? Because of the press conference. It wasn't even a press conference. It was a rehearsed joke. 89 days in hiding. He comes out of his basement, and this is what Joe Biden responds to a question about his cognitive capacity.
Last question, real quick. Some have speculated, that you are subject to some degree of cognitive decline. I'm 65. I don't have word recollection that I used to have. I forget my train of thought from time to time. You got 12 years on me, sir. Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested.
Look,
all I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
Matt Boyle, there's two theories out there. Number one is he heard what the question was and he responded honestly and he said, I'm regularly tested for my cognitive reasoning capabilities, which if it's true, that means he has a problem because only sick people get regularly tested.
Well, actually, President Trump was tested for his cognitive abilities.
Yeah, so once.
Regularly. This is a standard thing, right, for like a presidential candidate.
Not regularly, okay? Right. Well, the second theory, and I want you to tell me which one you buy, is that he didn't understand or he had cognitive issues and he thought he was being asked about COVID testing and he said, yes, I'm regularly tested. But either way, there's a problem with the Democrat putative candidate.
Right. Well, so he did answer earlier in the press conference and said that he has not been tested
for
COVID.
He did.
So it's not the COVID thing. So he might have just thought that, you know, being out there and doing speeches or what he would call a speech, because it's not really a speech where he reads from the teleprompter or off a sheet of paper haphazardly at best, counts as a cognitive test. But the point is that there actually is a test. It's called the Montreal Cognitive Assessment. It's copyrighted by Dr. Zaid Nasruddin. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. He's a renowned neurologist at the Mocha Institute in Clinic in Canada. This is a test that President Trump has taken.
It's
a 30-point test, right? Like, so you can get up to 30 points. If you score higher than 26 or higher, you're considered to have passed. President Trump got a 30 out of 30. Joe Biden, we're not sure if he's taken this particular test or not, which is, again, the test that would be given to a presidential candidate, or if he was just speaking colloquially or not. But the point is that if he has not taken this test, that means that Joe Biden, the literal words of what he said during that press conference is that he has taken this test. We don't know if he actually has or not. We don't know if he is lying and claiming that he has. But he clearly has a problem. He clearly has a cognitive problem. The public sees this. If you look at the polling, majorities of the public think that there's something wrong with him. And so, again, I think that the more that Joe Biden is out there in front of the public, the better it is for the public, because then they can see that this guy who would seek to be president isn't all there anymore. He's not. He's got something missing, right? Like, and he can't connect the thoughts. He can't connect the dots. He loses his train of thought. I mean, literally reading off a piece of paper, he has trouble. So,
and why wasn't that a press conference, Matt Boyle?
It wasn't a press conference because he had a list of pre-screened questioners that he was going to, that his campaign decided they were going to get questions. A press conference is you invite the press into the room and then you just kind of call on whoever.
And there's nothing rehearsed.
Right. Now, I'm not saying that he had the questions in advance. I don't think that he did. But he knew who the questioners were going to be. His campaign staff had determined that ahead of time, and he only took questions from pre-selected people. So while it's technically not a press conference, it is a step in the right direction that Joe Biden finally appeared in front of the media for the first time in 90 days, in 3 months. So I think it should happen daily. If Joe Biden is capable of doing it, he should do it daily. Every single day, he should appear in front of the media. Every single day.
Matt Boyle, I never thought I would hear the day when he would be saying, "More Biden, give me more, give me daily Biden." But I think he has a canny plot. He has a strategy in mind. Tag him right now on Twitter at mboyle1. Read him every single day. Listen to him on XM Sirius 125.
Yeah, on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 1.
Saturday mornings, the Patriot Channel, XM Sirius 125. And check out every day, like I do, Breitbart.com. This is America First at the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. It's natural, it's drug-free, and it works. Don't take my word for it. Go to ReliefFactor.com, see the incredible video testimonials from Americans across the nation who are getting their lives back, including Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's words. "One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. Don't you deserve to find out if Relief Factor could work for you like it works for Leah? Then right now, order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It costs $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. And I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me, Leah, and tens of thousands of other Americans. What have you got to lose? Do it today. You owe it to yourself to find out if you could be the next success story. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is America First, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I teed it up, or I teased it earlier. Lots of stuff to share with you. Here we have video from the nation's capital of Black Lives Matter telling you who they really are. It's a short clip. It's hard to hear. But if I need to, I'll help you. Video cut for Eric. Israel, we know you murder children too! So that's a group of Black Lives Matter protesters, anarchists, more accurately, that are shouting, Israel, we know you. You murder children too. The longer you wait, the more we find out. We see the true nature of this organization. It's very, very close to Antifa. Antifa, the real Marxists, are extremists as well. We know the founders. We've played the audio. The founders of Black Lives Matter have described themselves as trained Marxists. And the webpage of Black Lives Matter says they are committed to dismantling our society, starting with the nuclear family. We thought we won the Cold War, my friends, but the anarchists, the socialists, and the communists are now here on the streets of our beloved nation. 123 days to go, and we have to be as serious as we were in 2016 about saving our republic. We are waiting to get a guest on the line, a surprise guest. I'll reveal it in a moment once she has connected with us. But in the meantime, let's go. Let's stay on this topic and go to our callers. Let's go to San Francisco. Sophia, line one, welcome to America First.
Dr. Gorka, you inspire me more than I can say. The women's movement and the Me Too movement are dead. No more pink pussy marches terminated by their alignment with BLM and Linda anti-Semite Sarsour, who lamented that she did not personally mutilate the vagina of a young girl who was shot for speaking out against Sharia law. Now all the suburban housewives and their daughters have abandoned their identities as strong, independent women to robotically serve the needs and rules of violent Marxist anarchists. Today, domestic violence...
Are you reading a script, Sophia?
No, I'm memorizing.
Need to slow down, my friend.
Oh, well, if I have time, I'll slow right down.
You're just throwing too much out there too quickly, but
it's very important, and I'm so frightened.
Carry
on.
What? No, hang on. Fear is
useful.
No,
you'll see, I'm not afraid. The wrong word. I'm not frightened.
Okay,
I'm frightened when you talk to me because I'm always rushing, but I'm very brave. All right, so let me, at least at the moment. Okay. I don't remember where I was, but anyway, I was talking about strong, independent... Oh, I know. Yes, this is very close to my heart, what I'm going to say. Strong, independent women robotically serve the needs and rules of these Marxist anarchists. Now, today, domestic violence has a complete... Oh, I'll slow down. Different meaning. Caucasian women no longer matter. Their grievous is nullified by more righteous cause, joining and bolsters their shrinking relevance. The new definition also encompasses the Constitution... crushing and failed tactics of the Democrats used while desperately trying to unseat the president. BLM does not care about the crime-ravaged black communities in major cities, mourning mostly unsolved murders of their neighbors, including young children, weekly. They certainly don't care about the work girls, only their daddy's checkbooks. Let me recount to you, Dr. Dworkin, a universal scenario of the victims I work with. She's expecting her man. She puts on a blouse she hopes he likes, perfume she thinks pleases him. He looks at her and yells, get on your knees and beg for forgiveness. You look like a whore. Maybe I apologize and maybe I won't beat the crap out of you. Brute force initially captured her, but she stays...
You're kind of losing me, Sophia. You're like
Wait a
spewing.
Minute, let me get
no,
to, I'll
you're,
get
you're
to
kind
quickly.
Of spewing stuff, and
no,
it's
I'll
hard.
Get
it's
quickly.
Hard to... No, I don't want you to say I'm just going to keep on talking because
okay.
I want callers... Who,
Let me. I apologize. Let me just make this point, and if you don't like it, I'll stop right now. Okay? Because this is I'm using a metaphor here.
Well, just make it quickly then.
All right. She stays because he's enslaved her mind. Is this the world we want for our daughters and for our country? To be at the mercy of diabolical, abusive ideologues who murder, extort, shame, and destroy, or trying to bring America to its knees? We must activate the fiercest weapon.
Enough, Sophia. You're being didactic. You're just. Being didactic. I can't let you do that. I'd like to have a conversation with you, like you did when you first rang up here. I don't want to hear scripts from our callers. I know you're committed. I know you've got a big heart for this nation, but I can't do radio when you come in here with 5 minutes of stuff you want to regurgitate. I'd like to have a conversation with you. So take my comments to heart. call back next week and let's have a conversation. I don't need analogies. I don't need you to paint me a picture. We know everybody listening to this show understands the severity of the situation. When you are taking down statues of the generals who won the Civil War, when you are trying to burn down churches, we don't need to be told what's happening in America. We need people to express what they're doing to make a difference. We need people to lead by example. And I want to hear your personal stories. I know you've done it yourself, Sophia. You have encouraged others. You've engendered that resistance, true resistance in your fellow Americans. Those are the stories that matter. Those are the calls I want to field here. It's incredibly important. Certain people don't understand the purpose of this show. We're not just here to entertain. We're not just here to give a platform to people. We are here to win the war for the soul of this nation. And you are part of winning that war. But we've got to use the right tactics and we've got to use the right weapons. And coming on with a long screed of things you want to share kills radio. Don't do it again. We need to fight to win. And that's why we're here. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. It's natural, it's drug-free, and it works. If you're in pain today, please just stop. If you've tried everything else, listen to the incredible stories of Americans across this nation who are getting their lives back every single day. Tens of thousands of them, like Debron in Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Debron? It's so very, very simple. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. You take those 4 little capsules in the morning, those 4 little capsules in the evening, just like I do. And I guarantee you, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me, Debron, and tens of thousands of other Americans. What have you got to lose? Less than a dollar a day. What can you get for a dollar a day? Potential liberation from your pain. Don't wait anymore. ReliefFactor.com.
He may have been born in Britain, but now his heart is America's. It's your favorite legal immigrant, President Trump's former strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, indeed, America. And my wife and my kids have my heart. They got to share it together. Great comment on our YouTube comment line from Jay. That's all I'm going to say. We've been voting for the GOP through gritted teeth for 30 years. And in 2016, we finally got a reason to vote with joy. Trump 2020. You know, I was thinking about exactly this issue last night. When I think Donald Trump, I don't think Republican. He's not part of the, he's still not part of the establishment. He's just an American who loves this country and who wants to fix it. We've got a call board that's full. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to take your calls after Trish Regan opens the second hour with me. So stay on the line, everybody. Ron, Kim, Jake. Let's squeeze in one call. Let's go. JJ's got an important point to make. Line 4, JJ in Orlando. Welcome.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, thank you so much. I just want to encourage everybody that has a flag to put their flag out this weekend.
Yes.
Because, you know, next year they'll say it's really too offensive. You know.
Oh, they better not try that. If they tell us not to put our flags out, you know, that's going to be the last straw, JJ. Am I right?
But You're right. And they're burning it this year. So of this year, of all years, everybody who has a flag, take the time to put it out. Because I have skipped it before, and I feel bad about it. So I'm thinking I'm putting my flag out this year, for sure.
Well, my flag is outside my house every day. It's illuminated at night, as flag protocol demands for an all-weather flag. If you have a flag out all the time, two things. By flag protocol, it's got to be an all-weather flag. And it has to be illuminated after sunset. But this weekend, JJ's absolutely right. Everybody, fly our flag. Send a message to the nihilists, the Bolsheviks, the Marxists, the real fascists, because these people are the real fascists. When you've got Harvard grads recording videos that get millions of views about how they're going to stab you if you say, "All lives matter," that's the fascists, that's the extremists, and we will never let them win. If you want to know the deep backstory of how they got to where they are today, how they captured the Democrat Party, how they captured the media and Hollywood and even certain corporations, it's all in my book. If you want to find out the real evolution and what it's going to take to defeat them, and President Trump's plan for all our enemies, you've got to read The War for America's Soul. You can get a signed copy. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Back with the one and only Trish Regan, and then your calls. Don't hesitate. I want you to sound off about your preparations for this weekend. You can call me on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.